What does it mean to be anti-systemic? Doesn't it mean that you out hidden power by bringing its opposite, upfront, assertive, unapologetic, emphatic love? Who does this but Prince? And don't we need someone as dazzling as he to pull our eyes away from power? And he left his legacy. He is not gone. He is with us. When we model ourselves on his example and listen to his song, take his song into our hearts. For if we don't pull our eyes away from power, it continuously reseeds what it needs. Fear. Fear. Isn't this power imperative to reclaim our eyes and keep us afraid, to impregnate us unceasingly with fear, and to provide to us a cornucopia of designer protests to choose from, and so divert our energy for protest into the next generation? The damage the power lustful can do behind the front of Trump, which they will then blame on us because, quote unquote, we voted for him, is infinite. Isn't this power imperative what the dramatic insertion of Trump into our prospects for an open future? Isn't this what it was designed to accomplish? Perhaps then we should not predictably and helpfully for power restrict our actions to protest of Trump and whatever his administration may do, which, as I've just said, the list is infinite of horrors he could unleash on us. Do we really want to spend our time on the planet reacting to what power does to us? Or do we want to start planning the alternative? And isn't it subjective as well, then, with this impregnation of fear, to get us all wistful and weepy for the kind, fatherly state? You know, the kind that doesn't do unpredictable things and keep us afraid, but rather takes care of us, is the fantasy. And so isn't what we're seeing the current power guy's iteration of the cold bath treatment, which is a staple in their keep them off balance and insecure bag of duplicitous tricks for staying in control? And let's never forget their biggest trick, grabbing all the money, honey, and hanging on to it. And I included excerpt from our March 27th, 2016 show, which was titled, this excerpt, The ATM Machine, which made the point that, as we say often here, we have to get clear on what the system is, and that by the system, we don't mean capitalism, but class, a system in which the tiny few continuously reduce the amount of earth available to everyone. This is why Prince focuses on, you got to share the land. The wealth is us and the earth. Power knows that. That's why it tries to restrict our access to both, the earth and to each other, because that's the source of all wealth. And it wants to keep that wealth for itself. And doesn't what we've been calling capitalism accomplish this? Isn't it a wonderful machine for accomplishing?